It's not that easy to try to figure out how effective things are clinically sometimes. And I struggle a lot with the efficacy of PARP inhibitors in the various cancers where they're being used right now. Like, are they more effective in breast or ovary or, prostate, et cetera? So I guess one of the things that we've been looking at, particularly with checkpoint inhibitors, are spider plots, looking for long duration of benefit.
Yes.
When you look at that, can you come up with some kind of figure for how often you see people, let's say, who can stay on therapy? Well, this man actually was on therapy, although he got abiraterone as well for a couple of years. But when you look at, for example, this situation, PARP inhibitor alone, what fraction of patients are still on treatment 2 years later?
Well, so you know from the median progression-free survival what the rate is. Interesting is this: a year out, there is still a respectable percentage of patients on treatment. Now, one thing I should point out is that when you look at the survival curves and the response curve, the progression-free survival curves, you see the drop-off happening very fast in the AR-targeted drugs as opposed to the olaparib arm. And this is, again, in a heavily pretreated population. My guess would be is that if this is happening in the frontline setting, frontline castration-resistant, not second line, that actually, or a less heavily pretreated population, it is quite possible that actually the benefit may be even more so than what we're seeing here.